This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Majlis podcast.
This is Pulse 95. It's the Morning Majlis.
It's the Morning Majlis.
Talking the stories that are shaping headlines, plus those that make you go,
Good morning, Sharjah and the United Arab Emirates. Welcome back onto the Morning Majlis. And of course, this is going to be an exciting conversation for a lot of you who'd like to know a little bit more about what's been going on the roads, because we're very kindly joined by the First Lieutenant at the Sharjah Police's Traffic Department, Sultana Taneji. Thank you very much for joining us. And wow, what the last few days must be a very exciting time as an officer. But what's been happening and what's the situation on the road so far?
Good morning, Abdul Karim. The roads are now perfectly clear, and that's thanks to all the teams and the policemen and everyone who, also the citizens. I thank them very much for cooperating with us. Of course, this all started with the internal plans between the departments, multiple departments of the Sharjah Police, and also comprehensive plans with the partners according to early forecasts. From the authorized specialized authorities.
Okay, and you know, we know that there was, you know, a lot of roads that were blocked. So what happens when it comes to waterlogged areas? How does your team, the traffic team, respond to such a situation, and how do you manage the traffic normally?
As you can see, all areas around the Emirate, across the Emirate, were filled with water. Some roads were completely blocked. Some were only had small puddles of water. So in each area, you would find a policeman or a traffic sign specialized for this disaster exactly. So the signs would guide you to an alternative road, or a policeman would escort you around the puddle, or to also to alter an alternative road, which will be safer for you. And he would also ask you for your destination and give you alternative route to your destination.
Okay. And I think a lot of people at this time were very confused what to do when your vehicle is stranded, because you panic. You know, you see the water coming in and you think, should I just leave my car and run away? What happens? So what happens? What should they do when they approach a water puddle? And if their car gets flooded, should they leave it? Should they call the police? Do you get a fine for leaving your car? What happens then?
Well, that's a great question. So you see this a lot. Cars get flooded and they drown sometimes in the road puddles. So what you should do is, if you find yourself not in an emergency situation, like your car's maybe not starting up, or you're just stuck, you can call 901. That's our call center number for a non-emergency and service situations. So you can call 901 and you can report your problem, and they will give you the right procedure to do, or they will send you a police patrol to help you out of this problem you're facing. But if it's an emergency situation, you're stuck, maybe you have a medical condition, or you're facing danger, the water is entering your car heavily, you can call 999 and we'll be there as soon as possible. Because in these situations, we are in all around the area. Mm-hmm. There we will find multiple patrols, and we know already this situation exists, and we're there to help as soon as possible.
Okay. And there must be some people listening to us today and thinking, you know what, I left my car, I didn't complain, I didn't file any reports, my car, my license plate is probably gone. What happens in this case? Should they do it through the application, or should they come to police station?
Yes. If their car is there damaged and the road is already clear, we will contact them from our operation center. We'll contact them and we'll ask them to come and either pick up the car, or we could tow it for them out of the road. And also, you can find another problem there. Their cars losing their plate numbers. Mm. So we already have a service for this instead of the old service that they have to reach to the police station and ask for the certificate. They can just apply for this certificate in the Sharjah Police's smart application, or they can just enter the Sharjah Police's website.
Okay.
And apply for it, and they can get the certificate. Then just print the number in any registration center.
Okay, so that should be good. I think most of it, it's usually in the Tasjil where you can get those the license plate printed. Another thing is, do we have any advice for people when they're approaching a water puddle and they're thinking, especially we've seen electric cars, they really do tend to struggle when it's a big puddle. Any word of advice for them when they see a big puddle? A lot of people think, khalas, if I rev the engine just like a sand dune, I'll get through. What would you like to say to them?
Yes. What I advise them is that you should slow down before the water puddle. Take your precautions. Take your time. If you see that the water puddle is it's not very high, it's not wavy, it's like the conditions are clear, you can proceed slowly. If you find it like difficult and rising, because it tends to not be clear at the beginning, it seems like it's easy. When you enter it, you get stuck. So you should really check it out before entering, or see if there is any cars ahead of you already passing. Just keep a safe distance between you and them, and water can be tricky when you enter with a speed. It could really affect your car heavily, because water is not thin. It's really heavy in waves when you enter in high speed. So just keep a space between you and the other car. And often you will find the police officer there guiding you, like telling you the exact route to use to either cross or go around.
Okay. And what are the updates on the road now? So, I mean, we can see there's still certain areas that are still waterlogged. How's the operations going so far?
Yes. The teams are working 24/7, all night, all day, trying to recover the streets, recover the traffic. So we're almost done with the recovery, and now you can find all the roads are clear, and you can pass by mostly. You can reach any destination you want by choosing the correct roads. So now mainly the major roads are all recovered, and no trouble in anywhere, not in a neighborhood or in any road.
Okay, that's very good to see. And in terms of, your word of advice to those who want to use this time to say, weather's amazing, khalas, I'm going to the wadis, going to all these places. People don't seem to understand when it comes to dangers. What would you like to say to that?
Yes, I can see. It's like a hobby for for people over here. So, first of all, in the law of the traffic in UAE, there is traffic fines, which are with the code 1115, 116, 117. And they're about crossing the torrents, water torrents, okay, or crossing, or even being in the crowd around a water torrent, or also not allowing or being an obstacle and not allowing the police car or the ambulance to pass. So these are all fines. So what I advise is to stay away from any these fines are not simple. They are heavy fines, and they're considered the harsh fines.
Yeah,
that's because it's the water torrents are very dangerous and can cause a high risk to you and to other people.
Wow.
And especially for people carrying with them their families and their kids and women, so it will be harder to rescue them.
Exactly. Now, lastly, if we can ask you in terms of any statistics that you might have received, number of phone calls, number of incidents, for example, what can we find out?
Yes. Regarding this, we have two call centers, our operations room and our call center. And we had for this exact situation, we had more specialized and more sophisticated crew members that can answer all calls all the time. So we were aiming that the line will be never busy. You will always find someone answering you as soon as possible. So we had very many different calls. We still didn't get any number yet. We're still counting because there are many different centers, and we have here, we have in the in Al Dayd area, and we have in Khorfakkan area. So we have many centers. We're still collecting the data. So we were answering all these calls, and we have very good results for arriving in time, rescuing in time. So everything went well around this. Wow. Until now, teams are working for the recovery and for collecting all the data needed.
Exactly. Well, we really appreciate your time. I know you've got your shifts later on as well, so thank you very much for joining us. And I know you've got to be back onto the streets to help the general public. And I think from Sharjah Broadcasting Authority and the general public, we can thank you and the entire force for the work you guys have done, because this is unprecedented. We've never seen this kind of rain in 75 years. And the swift response you've done within 2 days, we've been able to get the city back on track is truly commendable and a fantastic job. And kudos to you guys. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. And I also give my thanks to all the citizens, because I really witnessed citizens coming down the road and helping the policemen very much. And I thank also that all the teams working 24/7 trying to recover from this disaster.
Thank you very much for joining us, First Lieutenant Sultana Taneji from the Traffic Department of Sharjah Police. If you'd like to catch this discussion as a podcast, you can do so on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And you'll also find a video interview on our Pulse 95 Radio Instagram account. Thank you all for tuning in. And once again, if you've got any questions, you can do so on the text lines 421.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.